Maranatha. In the days of Noah, it had never rained before. So imagine how crazy people thought Noah was for building a big ship for something that no one had ever seen before. God saved 8 people, and he wants to save you. Now, if you try to tell the truth to somebody and they refuse to tell the truth, their blood is no longer on your hands. It's on their hands. And I believe when you're married, your flesh becomes one flesh, and you're going to take that person down with you, which is why I try to stand up for the sanctity of marriage as much as I can, and I feel like that's why I've been brought here, because no one really cares. So if you're married, check if they have been married before, even if they are telling you the opposite. Sadly, you can't trust anyone these days, not even your husband. Double check. That's what I'm going to be doing when I open my church, is double checking everything, because I'm not ever going to let anyone go through what I went through and be lied to and have years of your life taken just because someone was afraid to say their truth and they didn't want to lose you, supposedly because they loved you so much. But then they had no problems punching you in the head. And it's like, I'm the one with the police records, but I was the one that was silenced. Make that make sense? It doesn't. Because we are living in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Times are worse now, and the truth is hated now. You're able to say you believe in aliens easier than you believe in God. What the fuck is that? Sorry for my cussing. I'm working on that. But be careful.